Rashi in the Mishnah Pei Dalam Beis. So in this naruga, you're going to plant shazarim b'secha hezaronim. We'll have a irbu, but it's not considered that they're mixed together. Sheesh bo k'day l'hafrish b'neim hefrish haroi. There's enough space to make the proper distance. Dalam dal ruchas ha'aruga m'mali es kol ruach ad samach l'karen. You're allowed to plant in each one of the directions, the corner, the ends, till you get close to the corners. Vachas b'emsa garen echad, you put one seed in the middle. Now, vavapi shakol etz l'akronos m'chum zeh l'zeh, v'emireim herchach ha'gimel t'vachim, v'yenshkim zeh mizeh. Even though at the corners, they're very close to each other, and you don't have a distance of three t'vachim in between them, and therefore they're going to be yonek zeh mizeh, they're going to be drawing the same the sustenance from the same areas, so they're sharing their characteristics. Ein kan base mechus is nothing to be concerned about. The gabi klayim hekera hu debinan the heavy earbuf. The issue of klayim is not that they're drawing unique from the same area from each other, which that means there's some cross, you know, movement. It's not the problem. The main problem is it shouldn't be mixed together. So our klayim kapa kro, the main part of the pasuk is the fact that they're mixed together. We're not worried about the fact that they're absorbing from each other. Feel the klay karam, the rice, even like klay karam, which is the rice. Look at it, non. If there's a fence in between, so there's a clear, very clear separation between the two fields, then it's mutter, even though beneath the fence, the roots are very close to each other, and there's one absorbing from the other. That's okay, because the fence clearly defines that the plants are separate. So that's true by Klai Karim, which is the rice, and true by Klai Yisroim, which is the Rabbanon. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says that Klai Yisroim is not the Rabbanon, it's the rice. There was, besides this, of Klai Karim, which is mixing other things together with grapes. There's an issur of mixing together other types of plants besides that. So Rashi refers to that as the Rabbanon. Tosfos brings right that is not so. But even Tosfos agrees with Rashi that the Klai Yisroim is in general more makel than Klai Karim. Kedanan can be Rosh Torah lekamon b'shmaitan. We have the halacha of Resh Tor, which is the idea that if they're meeting at a point, one's coming in at an angle vis-a-vis the other one, and they meet at a point, that's okay. We got to be Veshuris. I'm not sure. In general, two rows, you would have to create a distance between each other. So I'm not sure what reference he has to Veshuris.
I'm confused because it seems to be. I mean, spent all this time talking about how the unique issue is really not the unique issue. These beis shuros is that's an earbud issue, not a unique issue.
The case Rashi doesn't say beis shuros is that they're coming in different directions. So if there's a clear definition where one ends and one starts. So that's okay.
If you had two rows next to each other, a very well defined border fence or something between them.
Right, that's his case of the case of the getter. There's a getter between the two fields. So you have a getter between the two fields, so that's okay. Even though both of them are fronting up to the field. There's even a case of Mishnah's Zethus Klein talks about No, so the Chazal general, when the case there's no hecker, the Chazal were concerned about Yunika, because the shear of Hefrish is the shear Yunika. So that Rashi says we don't worry about Yunika means it, hecker is your defining element. If you don't have hecker, it's just two rows, then the Hefrish is shear Yunika. Certain cases Chazal required besides the shear Yunika, if you have very leafy plants, you have to make sure that they go in opposite directions. Otherwise, even though they're clearly planted separate, if they're going to start mixing in the middle, it's also a problem. Reish kan hecker gadol. The case of Beishur is with the different directions. It's a big hecker. Ruach zu zeruah tzofen bedorim. Mizu zeruah mizruch amarev. They're going different directions. North, south, east, west. Abu ben Zerahim saw you. So therefore, the corners are not a problem, because they're clearly defined. They meet at a point, and that's okay. But the middle seed, there's a Rene Haruchas, the gap between the middle seed and what you're planting on the edges of the Aruga, then you need the gap of Kedei Yeniko. Then Shem Hacker, because otherwise it's not clear the separation. You have a Mekarvi, have a Irvuf. If you go any closer, we would consider it an Irvuf. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Now, Rashi brings the second pshat over here, which Rashi is going to dismiss. The Hamafarish, those who explain the Mishnah, I mean, they don't like what I just said, and they feel there's a problem of Yanika also. So they picture this Mishnah of that, and it says five seeds. It means five seeds, one in the middle, and one in the one seed on each one of the you'd have your you draw your plane and you have your two lines dissecting the plane, and you'd put one in the north, south, east, west, and one in the middle, and that's enough. Dala Garina means Bedala Ruchis. Tell you, that's a mistake. Says, I don't know why. The Harachokim Mishum Yanika, because if. Now, remember, so if you tell me the Shir Yanika, we'll see what the Shir Yanika is in a second. So if I have one up here, I don't need to put the next one here. If from here to here is okay, from here to here is okay. So I really could get nine. And put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How do you get 9?
Three.
Oh, and then the one in the middle. Okay. You should really end up with the one in the middle. You should end up with nine. The Yechok Mashum Yanika Tesseretim Yeshi Zoya Ba Dala Badala De Kronis Vecha Bechol Ruach Veruach Be'emso, one in each, one in the corners, one in the middle of the corners, Vecha Be'emso Ruach, and one in the middle. Vesh Ben Kol Echad Echad Gimel Tvachim Kishar Yanika Tevachu Mechsa Dechol Echad. So the Shir Yanika is Tevachu Mechsa. So you have your gap of three Tvachim from each one to the other one. So that clearly cannot be the issue of the Mishnah. Like this Mefarish understands, it's only one seat. It has to be, like I said, So that's his right. So where do you see in the pasuk five different species? You see plural, but you don't see five species. Is that the Gemara? My mashma. Where do you see five different seeds? Amar Yehuda. Medarsh the pasuk in the following way. Ki ka'oritz toitzi simcha, like the land which will bring out that which it is growing. So toitzi is chad, so it's bringing out, it's talking about something. And it says simcha is another one, is chad. So that's two. So because the lashon of, you already said it's going to bring something out, so obviously bringing out a plant. And then it says that simcha, that which is growing, so that's referring to a different, well, darshan is referring to different species. Reitre. Zeraeha, we pointed out, was the plural. Then it says, so ki art toitzi tzimcha, and it says, ukagana zeru'eha, so that's plural, tre hare arba. Then it says, satzmiach chad, because it really could have said, ki art toitzi tzimcha, ukagana zeru'eha, like the oris which brings out the tzimcha, and the gana which brings out the seeds. So it doesn't need another verb. You have a verb in the beginning of the pasuk. So why is the second verb? That's singular, so that tells you another one, so that's fine. Now, what do you see in six tefachim that you don't see in the pasuk? In the Chazal, we're saying that if you put, you're able to get one in the middle, and the you won't have a problem of yinika. You can get one of the problem of yinika from each other. And the more I ask a funny question.
I don't understand how you can get more minim if you had that setup that you know that we had in that second view in Rashi. You couldn't get as many plants, right? But you can get
theoretically you could. Theoretically you could. If I recall correctly, the Rav over there, Masechtas Klein, points that out, that theoretically you can get more, but Chazal said this makes more sense to, either he gives Sutra, either he says nine different species already in such a small area would be considered like an Irbuv already, or he says in Echonami it's Mutter, but Chazal gave us an example because he ended up with more plants. I recall correctly, those were he says, but I think he says both of those answers. So now Tosfos does point out over here that you know that even though we have, if the Chachamim knew that Chamisha Beshita Lo Yanki Miadori, what exactly you learn after the Pasuk? Tosfos says that the Pasuk is giving you the Asmachta that's not considered. You know, it is a small area, and you have a lot of different things there, so there's definitely room to think that that's considered that's considered an irbub. Kamash, well, that's not considered an irbub. I see Tosh asked the kasha about the nine. Tosh gives both answers I just told you. Either. Sorry, what?
Is crossbreeding the big problem? I
know what the problem is. Tarvis says you can't have two things planted which are in overlapping and absorbing from each other. Yeah. All right, so even though if they're both, each plant has a certain amount of air which it takes its unique, it takes its absorption out of the ground, they have to have that separation unless there's a clearly defined border.
We don't take roots into account.
We do to some extent because I don't know, when it says the unique means that from Chazal it seems we understand wherever the root is, there's a certain amount of area from the ground it's pulling sustenance from, and that's also part of the problem.
Right.
What? No. There's no klayim in when you talk about klay zeroyim, that's referring to either to be referring to vegetables vis-a-vis grains, or vegetables vis-a-vis. There's one is the rice of klay. So there's klay karam. Klay karam is vineyards with grains or with yarukas. And then there's an issur of yarukas with grains, separate. Grain to grain is not an issur. What? Yes, it is an issur. Minolan hold the kimlo rabbanon milsehi. And then the board has asked this funny question. The board says, okay, you tell me the Chazal have this knowledge of the amount of dinika that it's mutter or not. So how do we know the Chazal had that level of knowledge to be able to how do you know that? It's like, towns subtly. It was like interesting. All of a sudden, for once, also say, how does Chazal know that that's how unique? How much unique is? You know, how do you measure that? It's like all of a sudden, Moore woke up and asked this question. Okay. The Amr of Chiyah Barab, Amr of Yerchan, might exceed Lusasi Gvul Reacha, Shagavl Rishonim. Gvul Shagavl Rishonim Lusasi. So the borders which are defined by the early people, you should not overstep. So what the idea that, you know, that they were created a certain measures and you should stick to them. My Gvul Rishonim, who are these early people who created these measures? So Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr Rav Yochanan Yonason, says, Dichsiv, Eila b'nei Seir ha'chari yeshei ha'oretz. Pasuk says that these were the people from the family of Seir, ha'chari, that was the name of his land, whatever, you know, his nation, yeshei ha'oretz, who dwelled on the land. So Moore says, Otto Kuliyama, Yoshe Rikian, you know. So they dwell in the land, everybody else dwells in the sky. I mean, what does Yoshe Ha'oritz mean? Where else do you dwell? Ella's Kostel Darshan, Shoy Bikim, Be Yeshua Shel Oritz. They had a intimate knowledge in how to plant, how to establish the land. She Armin, Malay Konezeh, the Zayas. This row would be good to plant Zayas. Malay Kanazel, Kfanim, this would be good to plant Kfanim, Malay Kanazel, Ta'anim. That's, they had the type of knowledge. They were able to be omen on the different types of the properties of the ground, what type of plants it would produce well. The Chari, Shemarichim Mesoritz, they refer to as Chari because they were able to smell. They could do it by smell. The Chivi, they're also referred to as Chivi in a different place. They would taste the land like a snake eats dirt, and they're able to figure it out by taste. They were eventually supplanted by somebody else, and they lost all their properties. They were relieved of their property. Okay, let's see Rashi. So the answer is that there was clearly people who had that type of knowledge, so you shouldn't be surprised that Chazal had that knowledge also. That's how Rashi explains it. Toysi Chazak Rashi paid Alma Beis, Mishnah Gemara. Toysi Chad, Simcha Chad, Zerah Chad, Trey, Santami Chad. That's your five. Shisha Tvachim, Lekha Lamelech Mikroa. That which is six Tvachim, however, that you don't see in the Pasuk. Kimul Rabbanan, Istamaruga, Hanizras. That you're able to get these five into an area of six tvachim. The chamisha is a roinim b'shita tvachim. Well, yan kiyam soy shemberuches meadari, because you'll be able to have the distance where the middle and the ones on the edges will not be absorbing from each other. The shir yunikas kol zera is tevachim mech. So the shir of yunika of these. Each seed is 1.5 tefachim, im mekayim zera, including the mekayim zera. Reimen zera anizra v'gvul aruga keneged msoi v'adam soi gimel tefachim. So if you put the, if you have six tefachim, you put a row of seed X on the edge, and you put your seed in the middle, you have a gap of three, including the item, you have six tvachim. You have three tvachim from the middle to the side. Now, Me'elu Hashnayim, from this brisa, this mission, this whole thought process, Anul Meidin, the Saratana Didan, Shenikas Hazera, Tevaka Mechsa, that the shir yunika is 1.5 tefachim, which will allow you to do this. How do I know that? I mean, aloy kama mokem lezera hanizra etzel Hagvul la Hashiva or La Hashiva Eitzel Karen. Billy Bolazar Kenegadam MC Osa Zura. Alan Bahakos Gimel Twachim Masaki. In other words, we don't tell you, you know, to put your middle seed, you're putting on your edge, you're allowed to put a little bit over here and a little bit over here and leave the middle empty. We don't tell you that. We say you can plant on the edge. Like Rashi has said before, it means the whole edge is planted. Forget about the corners we dealt with already. But what about when it's directly opposite the middle, that's not a corner? So why is that mutter? The answer is because it's far enough. Not because you have any other type of hecker, it's just because it's far enough. So this gap of this three tefachim is sufficient, which gives you a tefach of mechsa for each one of them. So one second. I'm discussing Yanika, and I told you before that the main thing is hecker. That's true. As long as there's a clear hecker, Yanika is not an issue. But that's over there where there's a very clear defined end, but over here you don't have a type of clear definition. So then the irbuv is removed by not having, by going past shir yunika. The gabi rosh torvish that shir is the kamanika kera, he'll keep rum, fine. There's a hacker over here, you don't have a hacker. He'll keep rum as long tra, he's a rudim, ruga, b'shavav, tvachim cover. So, if once I tell you that the Shir Yunika is a Tefek Mechsa, so I really can get five into my sixth Tvachim. So, Enochanami, the Mishnah talks about that there's plants which produce large leaves, even, or large, talks about the Lasa Mitzri, which whatever, some type of a big gourd. So, you need more space. I don't recall the Mishnah saying what this year is, but that's not because it doesn't say, because that's just because I don't recall.
Well, that's if the fruit is big, but even a small little carrot plant has a top that's several inches tall.
Right, right, so that's...
Why?
Right, so it... Over there, actually, says this year, the leaves can be an issue. As long as they don't overlap, you're okay when it comes to the leaves. If they overlap, you've got a problem. Again, I'm quoting from what I remember from Mishnah's climb. I can't tell you that I remember all of the points well. And I'm not saying halacha l'maisa. I'm just telling you what I remember from Mishnah's. In other words, I never learned Hilchos Klayim halacha l'maisa, so I'm not passing any halacha l'maisa here. Minolan zohar the kimla the rabbanon b'shir yunika milsihi. The Mishnah Chaloah. How do we know the Chazal really had a clear knowledge of this point? Chazal are able to know how much it absorbs from Shlatisma. You shouldn't wonder to say Mihudia Labrius Sheyanika Veich Yuchol Laman Al Kach. How can you know such a thing? Don't ask such a question because we see people didn't know. Gloriacha Lita Samach Lemetzer Lahachish Kako. So the Isra over here of Lusasik Gloriacha. Shagavu Rishonim. So Rashi is explaining what Shagavu Rishonim. The more explains means these were the borders which these early people established. But what's the veir exactly that the pasuk is telling you? So it's telling you you shouldn't plan in such a way that you're going to be. This is not a climb issue. This is going to be a financial issue. Of if you plant too close to your neighbor, you're going to be taking from his property. You're going to plant near the border, which is going to weaken his ground, and that is you should not do, according to the information which the Kashir Shagavu Rishonim, based on the amount that the Rishonim told us. We have Rishonim, who is that? The Mariam, Mechivim, Shoyabakim, Bekach, Kadashim, and Bnei Seir, that these nations had this type of knowledge.
Right.
probably there the exception is for the base of Avodah Zorah. I don't think we're so machmed on the fact that we're weakening their property. I don't know. That's it, maybe. It's an interesting question. I don't know. Maloy kana zeh kana hamida shaboy mardi makarka. They would whatever the measure. The kana was this rather measure means this full length worth of this measure. Lazayas. Rola gal zaysim was good to grow zaysim. Mazelatainus grows figs better. If hayyelim hafresh as the orits bein kana lakana. They could get it down to that type of measurement, which was, you know, the rod was not a exactly long rod. They're a little different. This area, this very small area, let's say 6 feet, 10 feet, whatever it was, is good for this. And the next 10 feet is even better for something else. They could differentiate that at that level. Ben kona lekona bereicha ubataima, based on smell and taste. Hechen lezesim, hechen hulathenim, memela de bekim hayu b'sher yonika. So, assuming that, they also knew exactly where, if they could get down to that level of where you could differentiate, so they understood where, how much each one needed. Shemarichim serves as a darshan. The word chari is really the opposite of the word reyach, but they turn the pasuk around, the word around. V'chivi lomanikro chivi, shetaymis is or it's late to dover haroi, they would taste the land when it's good for. K'chivya kanocha shemacholo elfer, like the snake which eats dirt. They were driven out of their inheritance. And they ended up not having any land to work. Okay. Okay. So the more Omer Rav Asi Aruga Teicha Vav. So in general, they would leave, but in between the patches, they would leave a little bit of space for the for a person to be able to walk around, etc. So when you picture the patch, I tell you it's six tefachim. Don't think that the walk space, which they usually would walk space, which I think was a tefach wide. The word is going to say. Don't think that was part of the six tefachim. That being so, you would end up with really a patch of four tefachim and a walk space of a tefach on each end. That's not what it means. It means six tefachim, and then there's going to be a walk space of a tefach in between that and the next patch. The inside is six tefachim. Gula bekama. How much is the width of the gvul of the border between that and the next patch? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kereichav Maloy Reichav Parsa. Reichav, its width was Kemloy Reichav Parsa, the width of a foot, which was, the more I was going to say, it's Tefah. Omer Rav Zerav, Itamer Rav Chinah Bar Papa, my time, Rabbi Yehuda, the Seeb, Hishkisa Barak Hochok Gala Yorok, Ma Regal Tefah, Afkul Nami Tefah. So, the Gana Yorik, your place where you plant your vegetables, you would be mashke beraglucha with your feet. Right, you'd walk there. So you walk there, the width is that is a tepach. Okay. In front of the other, right. Correct. A tepach wide, yeah. Without the shum. Yeah. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Amar Rashi, Aruga, the fifth wide line. Sha'amru, this Aruga, Sha'amru, Tzichel Yezvav, Chutz Migvula, has to be six tvachim besides the area which you're leaving empty outside of it. They would leave around the ruga a place which was empty to, for a person to step. When he would be watering the plants. Mahalach Begulin, he would walk through these Gvulin. Ashwin Ravashi, the Lord Teva, don't think Vav Ima Gvulin. He says, when it says six, it means including the Gvulin. Shinir Teva Cholak Lekan, Teva Cholak Lekan, Lord Teva Ruga, Mokim Enika, Se'ela Arba. So it means the whole square now is 4 by 4. You only have two tvachim in between the middle and the edges. That's not true. Okay. So now this space of a tefach on the edge, Rashi is not just a, you know, it's not just a practical consideration. This is a halacha consideration. If it doesn't meet this criteria of six tvachim plus a space of a tefach wider around it, it doesn't get a din of aruga, which comes with certain heter. La'ata resh toyera kaniklis law vayetzim imeno chilesa kashira lachoshev and heavy law kule soda. So this is, there's certain kulas Chazal said, if I have an area plant and I have a random plant which comes in, I'm going to be more machmer in that, because there's less hecker than if I have two fields, and if one comes to a point and some of it extends in, they'll say, listen, but it's clearly two defined areas. So a soda has a certain kula in regards to the idea of hecker more than one random plant. So what's the minimal, the chiddush over here, Rashi is saying, is that the minimum size soda is an aruga. So if you consider that certain kulas we're going to create, are created, because we give it a ruga status of it's a mini field. But to read that criteria, it has to have meet its having its walk space, and that's part of the halakhic requirement. Parsa,
you pull that rope play it out, right, and throw it away. If, see, like you say, one strange one gets in there.
Right, you have a problem. You can't leave it there. Right.
And it's okay once you throw it away.
Well, it depends. Depends what type of growth took place while it was there. Yeah, okay, well, we have another blot of this, so you'll learn, you'll there are another oven and a half. Yeah. Okay. Parsa is regal. Parsa means the place where a person walks. You put on your shoulder water. You walk through to give it to drink. So why does it mention that it says your mashke the field kikana yorik? Why does it mention your mashke with your feet? So tell you that the place where you walk was the width of a size of a foot. Okay. Omar Rav. This is an important piece over here. Aruga b'chur v'shaninu. This halacha, which I'm being makel over here, isn't when I have other arugas next to it, because then I'm going to have a problem. You know, this aruga is very nice, clearly separate, etc., but you put the next one next to it, you have, by your gvulim, you have less than a shir yunika, because it's only one tefach in between. So it says we're talking about one single aruga. It's in an area which is choru, which is an area which is not planted. That's what Rav says. And Morris says, why do you have to say that? Says, I could leave it, well, ikam makam kronos. I could leave the edges empty. Shami be Rav, mishmei the Rav, mamale se kronos. Now we'll see, Rashi explains, theoretically I could plant it, remember I told you, corner to corner is okay, so I could plant aruga number one on my eastern border, the lower half of its eastern border, and the next one, the upper half of its western border. Right. Well, sort of, yeah. Because you're dealing with some empty space in the middle also. But, right. Right. And then, you know, and the one below it, I could plant the southern border of, the western southern border of A and the eastern northern border of B. So I could get, and then they'll be corner to corner. So Moore says, you're right, but the case of the Mishnah was that he'd done the full corner, sorry, not meaning the edge, meaning but the Malas Akronis, he went the whole, length of a side. Morris says, so Moore says, "Will Lizim Afroy? Will the Malami Gavoy? Xer Shemi Malas Akronos. Will Yehi Shemi Malas Akronos? The picture Rashi has, the picture Rashi has, as is, I'm not clear about. The Bach comes along and says like this, that." I'd rather have the ability, instead of filling up the whole length, if I could, and gaining that, you know, that I'm end up with all we have is one aruga and that's it. I could find a way to do it. Take a look at the picture of the where the Bach creates it, he says, I can get five arugas in over there by putting them in. I guess it means, you know, you're putting each one on the edges, and then you're putting one in the middle. Looks like you're having a. So I think the point being, if I put make a your picture of your five on your die and your dice, so you put one, so they meet at the corners, it should be okay. So Moore says that, well, we're afraid that you're gonna go all the way to the edge and then you're gonna have a problem. Moore says, why is that a problem? It's the meeting at the corners, well, you have the Rosh Tor. Yoruk. So this is the case of Rosh Tor, which we spoke about, which is they meet at the corners, it's mutter. Milo Tanan, Hoy Rosh Tor Yoruk, Nicholas means like a triangle. Nicholas is Seich Sada Acher is mutter. Neshanira is Seich Sada. So if I have field X over here and I have another field Y coming in at a point, even though it enters in a little bit, it's mutter because it's part, we see it as the end of the other field. So the more answers, so worse comes to worse, if you have a malachronus and you have edge X going in, that's okay, because it's an edge. So the more answers, Ein Rosh Tor Baruga. No, we're not going to be makel on the concept of Rosh Tor, only by a large field would you be makel on Rosh Tor, you would not be makel on Rosh Tor by Baruga, which is too small. So that's Rav. Shmuel argues on Rav. Let's attempt some of the Rashis. Amarav Haruga Bakur Bashaninu. Mishnah says, Lahata Ba Hezaroinim, the case was you planted it all by itself. Avaloisha Sibasa Aruga, he said, not other patches around it. Shere Lapirsha Lucha, Ella Hefresh Zaroinim, Shabasaicha, you only discussed the gaps of the plants which are in the Aruga itself. Now, Amish doesn't say so much really, you know. It says the four sides and the one in the middle, and that's all it says. It doesn't say anything about what's outside of it. You don't have enough space to the next aruga. You're not going to, if you're going to distance them from the middle one the way you're supposed to, you have a problem with the next one over. It's too close to the next one over. If you try and move it in to be away from the next one over, it's too close to the middle one of this aruga. If you're putting it all the way by the border in aruga number one, it's next to the ones which are on the border in aruga number two. So even if you tell me that you each aruga gets its gvul of one tefach, so it's still only two tefachim. Thirdly, you could argue that one tefach should work for both. Even if you tell me each one gets his own tefach, fine, but you still don't have three. So Mora says that va'ika. So therefore, it must be the case. We're talking about a single solitary aruga. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. We can welcome Cronus. My duche deloy leukmua lukum my beruga ben aruga is, why do we have to say the case was it wasn't in one aruga amongst other arugas? Mukafis mikol tzad gimel arugas shehein ches, because I'm not sure what the ches is. You could put one aruga and have, I guess, eight all around it on the other eight sides. So it'll have arugas on all three of its, three arugas on each side. Mizrabi'am said you'll plant in the middle of it. B'chein b'kulon. In each one you'll plant in the middle and on the edges. Hezeron. I could get a case. B'ika b'chol ruga mokum kronos zibyosel, the points. But the Yochel Hamshach Zeragaran Shetizah Bitzad Gavulan Shel Zulat Sofen Shel Zulat Arim. This one you plant towards the north side. This one you plant towards the south side. So on the east one of X you plant towards the north, and the west one of Y you plant towards the south. Shel Zulam Mizrach Shel Zulam Arim. On the north side of A you plant towards the east, and on the south side of B you plant towards the west. Lizorah Yisun Garinim Eitzel Akronis. And you'll plant from there to the edge. You'll plant from there till the edge along that line. So then, the space in between each one would be just be the regular tefach that you need. Why does he say the case was? It was one solitary aruga. So my answer is b'malis akronus. Rab muki mas nisin b'malis called aruch shal aruga l'tzofen min a mizuch l'marav. V'chein aruch d'roi mi. So Rab says the only way that the case of the Mishnah was that you filled up the full north side and the full south side. Now if you filled the full north side and the full south side, you're going to have a problem with your east and your west. If you do the full north and the full south, so you have to learn that you only put one in the middle on the east side or the west side. You would just put one in the middle and give a space in between. So the next one over, you can't do north south. You're gonna have a problem. It's not gonna work. Okay. Let's hold the Rashi's here. Okay.